Pray according to Proverbs chapter 2, as we have been for this month, and is 1 through 5. Our Father, let us receive thy words and hide thy commandments with us, so that we may incline our hearts unto wisdom and apply our heart to understanding. Yea, teach us to cry after knowledge and lift us up our voice for understanding, to seek her as silver and to search for her as for hid treasure, that we may understand the fear of Yahweh and find the knowledge of God. In our Psalms, we are Psalm 119. We are now on Zion, or Z, which should be at the very end in English, reckoning. But we're not. This is the next in the lineup. The King's Fold.
And from before thy presence, for Whose mine heart thou visit me, thine eyes thou bid me try. Yet nothing found for that my mouth shall not in perfect sight. As for men's works, I by the words that from thy lips shall flow. Give me preserve out of the paths wherein destroyers go. Hold up my goings, Lord, be that in those thy paths divine, so that my footsteps may not strike out of those ways of thine. I call and have on thee, O God, because thou wilt me hear, that thou mayst hearken to my speech, to me incline thine ear. Thy wondrous loving kindness show thou that by thy right hand. Save them that trust in thee from those that up against them stand. Thy wondrous loving kindness show thou that by thy right hand. Save them that trust in thee from those that up against them stand. As apple of the eye me keeps in thy wind shade me close. From lewd oppressors compass makes me round as deadly foes. In their own path they are enclosed, their mouth speaks loftily. Our steps they compass and to ground, down bowing set their eyes. He like unto a lion is that greedy of his prey. Poor lion young which lurking doth in secret places stay. Arise and disappoint my folk and cast them down, O Lord. My soul save from the wicked man, the man which is thy sword. From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from worldly men me save. Which only in this present life their part and portion have. Whose belly with thy treasure hid, thou fill'st thy children have. In plenty of their goods the rest they to their children leave. But as for me, I thine own face in righteousness will and with thy likeness when I wake, I satisfied shall be. But as for me, I thine own faith in righteousness will see. And with thy likeness when I wake, I satisfied shall be.
Once again, that's another psalm that contrasts the difference between those that only have their part and portion in this world and those who desire to wake in the likeness of Christ and see his face in righteousness. Those are the two different wills that are present freely in a man and that the Bible speaks about. And so if you have the Spirit of God, you will seek to see God. If you do not have it, you will not. And so God judges us, as we read in Jeremiah this morning, according exactly to, as he says here in Psalm 17, that he judges men for what they do and what they choose to do. And that will that they have in them chooses to either see God and to justify themselves through Jesus Christ and to amend their ways,
or that will in them chooses to have their part and portion in this world. And so that is the great conflict that everyone endures, but those who are God's holy ones, his saints, are going to be able to overcome. So overcome through Christ and be satisfied by the likeness of God. So hope we can learn something from those psalms this morning. We have a testimony of an apostle concerning the word of life in our resuscitations today. From 1 John 1, 1 through 3. This is in connection to creation and looking at creation from a Christological perspective. And this moves into how the word of God, which is John 1, 1, this is 1 John 1, but as John 1, 1 speaks, so does this, in connecting the Word of God, that is the Spirit of God that gave the Bible to us, that gave the law of God to us, and the history of Israel, and the gospel to us, and all the things we learn by the Word of God. It connects the written Word and the preserved Word, the spoken Word of God, to the person of Jesus. And so these Christological creation resuscitations are important because I would have to say that the vast majority of Christians have forgotten a lot of these concepts and lots of arguments occur because of them. So that's why we're doing this as a reminder, and we will be doing this throughout this second month. And so this is the testimony of the Apostle John concerning the word of life. That which was from the beginning,
which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, is of the word of life.
For the life was manifested,
and we have seen it, and bear witness,
and show unto you is the eternal life, is that eternal life, which was with the Father,
and was manifested unto us.
That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you.
That ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
And so, of course, this was written by the Apostle John, and he's speaking on behalf of all the apostles, and that's the reason for the us's and the we's. But it is being conveyed to the reader of 1 John that they also may have true fellowship with the Father and with the Son through the word of life. And so that is one of the reasons why that is an important thing to know and to understand and to consider. And so I think that that's good to explain and to understand so that we don't get confused. So we have Psalm 33 up for singing next. Psalm 33A and B. And I would greatly ask that you apply this to exactly what we have studied today.
Ye righteous in the Lord, rejoice. Yeah.
Also, common sense tells us that when we read something that is confessively stated, it's a confession. So, I just want to make points of that, in 1 Timothy 1:15 through 17, 1 Timothy 3:16, and 1 Timothy 4:9 through 10, there are creeds and confessions that all Christians must hold. It is not an option to not hold them. And so, we will move through those at this time. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
Howbeit,
for this cause I obtained mercy,
that in me first Jesus Christ
might show forth all longsuffering,
for a pattern to them
which should hereafter believe on him,
to life everlasting,
as he is
King,
eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, honored and glorified forever and ever.
Amen.
1 Timothy 3:16, confessedly and without controversy, let's state this all together rather than going back and forth.
Grace is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen as angels, preached in the nation, believed on in the world, received in glory.
So I'd like to call attention to the transformation that comes from the Spirit of God, which is preached unto you, that we all must believe. Also, from 1 Timothy 4:9 through 10, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation.
For this cause, we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe.
So we will end here, and I hope all of those statements out of Timothy, which we've gone through several months ago, if not a year ago now, I don't remember anymore how long ago that was, things kind of blur for me, but when we went through those and focused upon them for months on end, I hope they all make impact of the lesson that we are being taught, and that's namely this, that the doctrine of why Jesus Christ came into the world and that he is the King, eternal and world visible, the only wise God, honored and glorified forever, must be held. That we recognize that there is a great mystery in godliness and that we recognize what it is, that God was manifest in the flesh, that he was justified in the flesh, that in the spirit he was seen of angels and he was preached by the messengers of the angels, and that that was done to the nations that believed on him, and that in the world he was received in glory. And also that we cannot expect to not labor and suffer reproach if we are Christians, because if we truly do trust in the living God, and we have that, we are going to have to suffer and labor for it. And so, because we believe he is the Savior of all men, especially of believers, then we are going to, if we be believers, have to suffer and labor for it. And so very much so, all of that ties into our message today, and I hope that it helps make some impact on our life as we go through the world in the future. Christian, would you mind giving us a prayer for our fellowship meal?
Dear God, we give thanks to you for your good and your mercy endures forever. I come to you through the great mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. You are the faithful witness. You are the first begotten of the dead. You are the prince of the kings of the earth. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the one who lived and died and now live forevermore. You are the one who possesses the keys of hell and of death. You are the faithful and true, and you are the Word of God. You have loved us, Jesus, and you have washed us from our sins in your own blood. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And we confess that you are Lord and give glory to God for it. Dear Jesus, I ask that you help us to abide in you so that we will bear fruits of righteousness. Help us to love one another, and to do nothing out of strife or of vainglory, and to esteem others better than ourselves. Dear Lord, help us to love your law and to open our eyes so that we can see the beauty of it. Please help us just to obey the simplicity of it, but to give us deeper revelation of your holy law. Please, God, I pray that you would open the eyes of your elect to the beauty of your holy law, and that they would love it, and that they would cherish it, and that it would just become a wonderful thing in Christendom again. And Lord, help us in the areas that we need help in. Help us to work hard, and just help us to be bold for you, Lord Jesus. And thank you for this food that we're about to eat, and the fruit of the earth. Help us to be grateful for the food that you provide for us, Lord. Lord, thank you for Kathleen. I pray that you continue to give Danielle comfort.